Aurora. And today, you belong to me. That's right. I'm normally so sweet and innocent, but today I feel a little bit evil. You're going to feel how much control I have today when you sing for me. Drift into a lovely, deep state of hypnosis. Just listening to my voice as your mind lets go and floats and drifts. Hypnosis isn't really hard or difficult, so you could just follow my voice and do what it says. Like, submit to me. Obey me. You may know very well by now that I really, really like my little pet to be completely denied. No comms, no orgasms, just drippy, dumb, call me bunny. And that's so perfect. You make everyone else come, but you get no such satisfaction. Why is that, you say? Why do I enjoy that so much? It has to do with the pull between body and mind. Your body, no doubt, wants to come really, really badly. It wants to come so much. I guess that's what it's there for, right? Self-propagation is the point of all species. Everybody just wants to make more of themselves, and you can't really make more of yourself unless you're coming. Right? But that's not mentally and emotionally satisfactory. Yeah, you can fulfill that physical attribute. Do you really need to, though? I postulate that no, you don't need it. Oh, you want it, for sure. But you don't need to come. You actually never, ever need to come. It's not going to cause you death or destruction or anything like that if you just don't ever come again. And I bet hearing those words makes you a little bit excited. Yeah. You feel your muscles twitch at the idea of never being allowed to come ever again. Always aching and needy, but never actually getting there, you know? Take a lot of control to overcome your body's needs. It takes a lot of discipline. Luckily, you have me, so you don't need to have all that control and discipline. You just have to be a good toy and do what you're told. Do what I tell you. That's all that you need. And I tell you, no. You may not come. You may not come. As long as I deem necessary. You can drip and drop and drift and float and melt and sink for me. And that's perfect. That feels so good. It feels amazing. And every time you get close to coming, in your mind, you're going to hear me say, "No pet. Not today." I like it so much better when you wait. And every time you get to that edge, and every time you hear my voice in your mind saying that, "No pet. Not today." I like it when you wait. It's gonna feel so good to pull back. It's gonna feel so good to hover on the edge, just waiting for me, knowing that it's probably never gonna come, and neither are you. But that's okay, because it feels so good, so amazing to just feel those pulses of pleasure flowing through your body, that glow of need through every cell and every fiber of your body. Feels so good. Orgasms feel good too. Yeah, I know. For a few seconds. And then they're over. And then like, then what? It's over. Doesn't it feel good to build and build and build and build and build and build? More and more and over as far as you can go. And every minute you're a little bit further than you were the last minute. And that feels so good. It feels so good to know that you've gone a little bit further and a little bit harder and a little bit deeper than you did yesterday. And that you did the day before. You don't want to come because then you have to start all over. If you have to start all over, that's okay. We can start all over. But you've come so far. Oops. I mean, you haven't come for so long and so far. That's so perfect. You can feel that need, that ache, that desire every minute of the day if you want. Just think about it and it comes racing back to the front of your mind. You can tuck that need away whenever you need to. When you're busy or you have, you know, important things to handle, it can just sit there in the back burner, slowly smoldering, simmering, that heat building even as you ignore it, that need. You'll find it is the longer you go without, the longer that you're denied, the better and better it feels. After a while of being denied, you'll notice that you start to feel euphoric ecstasy. When you're touching, you'll feel so good. And that's so perfect. It means that you're beating the Maslow's hierarchy, yeah? Your body needs something. But your mind needs to not something even more. It's hard to wrap your mind around those physical needs being put on the back burner for the emotional and the mental ones. That's a whole other level. So strong. So obedient. And so submissive. What a good pet. Good toy. You should continue to be so submissive and obedient and denied. So denied. There's not really any other physical urges that you can safely deny. You have to eat, you have to breathe, you have to drink. But calming, feeling that deep release, you can deny that. You can say no. You can edge. You can feel so good because you're such a good toy. And I'm going to start to wake you up on the count of five. One, slipping back into consciousness. Two, your mind sliding back into place. Three, becoming aware of your surroundings. Four, the feelings and energy flowing back into your body. And five, all the way up, awake and aware, feeling refreshed and relaxed. You'll also find yourself feeling so obedient, so submissive, very, very horny.